I pity the fool who doesn't listen to the Lullabot podcast.
Ziegler, who's a student in Austria, in Vienna, Austria, he joined the Summer of Code to do a project called Node Profiles. And hi, Wolfgang.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today. Do you want to explain a little bit about what a node profile is and why Drupal needs something like that?
Node profile should be just like the core profile module user profiles. So it's a module that allows you to build the user profile as nodes. So this opens the opportunity to use the content construction kit. So you can use its form builder for building the user profile, and it's just convenient. So you can use all the great tools that are out there for nodes for your node profile too. So for example, you can create views and list your users' information.
Okay, and what's wrong, in your opinion, with the current implementation, the Drupal built-in profile system? What's better about making them nodes?
Yeah, I think it's more flexible. And also with the road of CCK to getting into... So it's a major thing to have only one form builder in Drupal. So if we get the CCK and the field module into core, then there would be the profile module form builder and the CCK form builder. So there's just no need to have both here. Yeah. I think if one writes a module with extends the CCK with an additional field, then I think people will want to use this field for the profile module too, and it's just doesn't make sense to have this the stuff two times.
Yeah, and furthermore, I mean, the way CCK is now, it offers more different types of fields than the profiles do. For example, there's the image in the image cache field for CCK, and I don't think there's anything comparable in the profile form builder. So already one argument for building profiles as nodes is that you can simply build richer profiles with more information in them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, we say that you did this node profile project, but your work didn't really end there. In fact, Wolfgang ended up writing 5 modules as part of his Summer of Code work. It's kind of amazing. So one of them is the node profile module, which does basically what you'd expect and lets you define nodes as profiles. And, you know, it takes a little setup and you have to read the instructions and do a couple extra steps because it's a contributed module and not part of core, but it works. But what's this user node module that you wrote, Wolfgang?
This user node module, it tries to make users something like nodes. So it cares for automatically creation and deletion of a node for each user. And this node then I call the user node. This is just an empty node which connects the node to a specific user. Having the users being a node, you can do just the things you want to do with nodes, with users. So the user node module, for example, has views support, and so you can build user listings and so on, yeah.
Okay, can you classify users with that?
Yeah, you can also use taxonomy on the user node, yeah.
You could probably comment on users as well, right?
Yes, yeah.
Or vote on users using the voting API, basically.
Yes, all the stuff you do on nodes, then you can do on users.
So
it's just...
Why doesn't Drupal do it that way anyway? Why aren't users nodes in Drupal core?
Don't know, but I think it's the way to go. But there was also already some discussion on having comments nodes and Also, I think users should be nodes, and at the end, I think everyone should be a node, but this is a long way to go.
Or possibly there needs to be a super type that sits above node, user, and comment, etc., that they all inherit from.
Currently, node is only a container for content of the site. Yeah. And in future, if you build, example, users as nodes, so a user is not the site which is for displaying information to the end user. So we have to make a distinction between nodes that are for displaying information and for nodes that are just for storing information.
Okay. So, yeah, those two modules then work together, the node profile and the user node module, correct? They help you build a richer user profile.
So the user node module is a great base for building node profile. So you can use it to link to your user profile. So, yeah, it just makes life easier.
Okay. Then tell me about the node family module. That has a very interesting name. One imagines a papa node and a mama node sitting around the table with their baby nodes. What's a node family?
Yeah, it's just a simple node relation module. I called it node family because, yeah, if you talk about relations, you often call the members' parents and childs, and so I called it node family.
Okay, so it actually, my analogy wasn't too far off. What kind of relationships can you make with the node family module?
It lets you define relation between content types, and then it uses this relation to create a relation between a single node based on the content type and the author information. So if a user creates a node, and for example of a content type profile, and you have another content type address which is related to the profile content type, then the node family module automatically generates a relation between the two generated nodes.
Okay, and you use this to link the node profile, the profile nodes with the user node, right?
Yes. So if you mark a node profile as a content type to be a node file, then there will be automatically generated a node family relation between the user node and your custom content type.
Okay.
And then you can go further and you can go there and to the node profile content type and just make a family out of this content type. You create another content type or two or three and just set them with the node family module to your node profile. And so you can build node profiles that consists not only of one node form, but of, so many as you want.
Okay, but then you've got a lot of forms to deal with, and somehow that didn't seem right to you, right? So you thought that instead of making people fill out 5 or 6 or 10 different forms, that'd be better if they could, like, go through them in a specific order, right? And then you wrote a different module, a page root module, just to handle that.
Yeah, it's to provide more user-friendly way to fill out the node profile. So with the page root module, you can create a wizard by defining a route through various pages. So you can create a new route, set the path, get a menu item, new URLs, and they will be automatically created forward back buttons, and you can also enable tab like submit buttons at the top. Yeah, then you can define your pages, where a page can be, you can set a different type, so you can set the page to be a normal node view, or a node adding form, node management page. That's a page where you add, edit, and delete nodes of a specific content type. And also a lonely node management page. That's the page which is intended to be used for node profiles. So it uses the node family module, and if you have a content type which is set to have a maximum node population of 1, then you can use it for this. So the node population is a number which counts the nodes for each user of a content type. So the node family module allows you to restrict the node population. So you can say user A can only have 1 node from this type, such it is desired for node profiles.
Okay.
And yeah. Then you can use this page type, and you just get the form and you add the node, and when you visit the page this time, you will get to the edit form of your node.
Okay, that sounds really useful. So, in other words, you use the page root module to take a bunch of unrelated forms and put them in a specific order so that they execute as a wizard. Was that hard to do with the Drupal 4.7 forms API? I know that in this coming release of Drupal, a lot of work was done to make the forms API more friendly to a wizard type of a succession of forms or multi-part forms. Was that difficult for 4.7?
No, it was not the hardest thing to do. So, because the problems with the form API and multi-part forms about if several pages, then you want to save the information at the last page. But the page root module saves the information on each step in the wizard, because each page is a node form, and the node gets saved as soon as you press the father button.
Okay, so none of the steps are really dependent on the other steps. They're only ordered so that you go from one to another.
Yeah, they're only ordered.
Okay. Now, that's 4 of the 5 modules that you wrote as part of your summer of code. That would probably have been enough, by the way, but nobody said stop, so you kept going. And you wrote another one called the Views Fusion module. What does that one do?
Yeah, I started first with a view support for the node family module, but it was quite hard to do, and so take a few days off and thought more about this, and the Fuse Fusion module is what came out. Yeah, it allows you to fuse multiple views into one view, so you can display information of several nodes in one view. So, for example, if you do a user listing, and you can display the information which is stored in the user node. But when you ever want to extend to the user listing with information from your node profile, you need Fuse Fusion module.
Okay.
Then you have to make 2 views and fuse them with the Fuse Fusion module.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay. That all sounds rather complicated to me. Is that something that the average Drupal user is going to be able to figure out? Have you provided a lot of documentation for that?
Yeah, I think it's really kind of complicated, and you still need a patch for Fuse. So I hope that this goes into Fuse, and then I'll try to make it more easy to use. Yeah, first I tried to do all this in one view, but I think it's just not really possible. So I think this was the way to go. So you can define each view very close, and then fuse all together, so you can configure everything quite well. Yeah.
Okay. Have you talked to Earl Miles about the changes that you are proposing for the views module?
The last month Earl Miles was quite busy, but now he has reviewed a lot of patches of me and works in progress.
Okay. Good. Now I visited your blog after I checked out those five modules that are your official Summer of Code modules. And on your blog, you mentioned a couple other modules. It seems like you have a lot of fun writing modules. tell me about the automatic node titles module. It sounds to me like this speaks to one of the top complaints about Drupal nodes, and that is that they always have a title, even if a title doesn't seem appropriate. Tell me about what you've done there.
Yeah, it's just a small and efficient module that allows you the hiding of the node title field. So especially when it comes to build a node profile which consists of more than one content type, the title field at the top of the page, it's just not convenient. So not every page of a node profile should have a required text field at the top. So I wrote this simple module where you can check a checkbox and the title goes away.
So people can find that in the modules repository, automatic node titles. Do you have that tagged for CVS or 4.7, Wolfgang?
Yes, both.
Both. Okay, good. And then a little further down on your blog, there's this wonderfully tantalizing and interesting entry that mentions development on a page root workflow module that leverages both workflow and actions modules. Tell me about that.
That's I had an idea to use the workflow model to track the progress of a user in a page route. So if a user goes through its profile, the page route workflow module will move the user node through states that are named like the pages. So you can track how far the user has gone through his profile. And so you can also determine if he has finished filling out his profile and can start actions on this and so on. Yeah, each page.
Now, I understand correctly, does this use the workflow module from Matt Westgate?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you go into the workflow then and change the state? The state machine any and say that like this state can only transition to that state and this user role can only transition into that state and all of the things that the workflow module currently offers, is that all possible?
Yeah, that's also possible, but the PageRoot workflow module sets the transitions automatically for the author, so for the user node owner. When the user fills out its profile with the help of the PageRoot module, and he goes from page A to page B, then the state will also go to page B.
Okay. Now, another feature of the workflow module is that anytime you have a state transition, so, for example, the user going from page A to page B, a number of actions can get fired as well. That sounds really useful and cool, but I'm having a hard time thinking of a specific use case where you would do that. So let's go back to the profiles example. I've got a 5-page profile form, and you've defined a page root to go through all of those. And the page root workflow module has made a workflow from that. And at each one of those state transitions from A to B, from B to C, C to D, and so forth, I can fire actions. What actions might I actually fire at that point? Do you have any ideas for that?
So, for example, if the user reaches the last stage, I could think of an action that assigns the user to a new user role so that he has more rights. So you can easily make a distinction users that have filled out their profiles and that are halfway in the profile.
Aha. Or perhaps based on the information they filled out in a profile, you could assign them to an organic group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good idea.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think people can find some really creative uses for that. Very nice. So who were your mentors on this project?
They were Owen Barton and Khalid.
And did you spend a lot of time talking with them, and did you use email or IRC? Or?
We talked a lot from email, IRC, and we also Skyped. Yeah, and it worked really well, and I got a lot of ideas from them, so the discussion were really productive.
Good. Now, you probably could use some people to come and test your modules, right? Wolfgang has a group on the groups.drupal.org site that is, let me see. Aha, it's harder to find than the other ones because it doesn't have the Summer of Code prefix on the group, but if you visit the Profiles as Nodes group, that's groups.drupal.org/profiles-as-nodes. If you visit that group, then Wolfgang has a lot of instructions on how to test these modules and how to install them, and I'm sure that you'd appreciate anybody's help and suggestions, right?
Yeah, fine.
Good. And what are your plans for the future concerning Drupal?
I'll keep working on the node profiles modules, and I think I have some ideas for the PageRoot module for further extensions. I plan to make it more generic, yeah, and so on.
Fantastic. Good. Well, I certainly look forward to it, and I thank you for talking with us about it and for doing such a good job with Summer of Code.
Yeah, too.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.